the activity conversation of the last 24 hours. Our review starts here on the Good Day program in this hour, anyway, of some of the specifics, taking into account a lot of the programs that Ken Kessler, who's my cohort in this hour of the Good Day program, as he's listened to lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of talk radio and talk television as he puts together all of these items. It's pretty interesting that the iPhone introduction this week has gotten a lot of attention. Maybe we'll get to that. Depends on the time that we have, because as you might expect, on the top of the docket here, Mr. Putin and his chastising of America in the New York Times, kind of his hypocrisy, that's the way I look at it anyway, Kenny, the hypocrisy of his chastisement. I'm trying to remember, if you ever have sung or listened to The Messiah, there's one of the oratios has to do with chastisement. His chastisement. we'll put Putin into that. How's that? Putin's chastisement. His op-ed piece in the New York Times has been all over the map. That is, discussion has been, and reaction to it kind of all over the place as well. John Boehner, who's the Speaker of the House, was insulted, he said, at Putin's comments. Well, who cares that he was insulted? Come on. And who cares even less about what Nancy Pelosi had to say? She says Putin completed his op-ed with, "We are all God's children," and she added that she hoped it applied to the lesbians in Russia who have been the focus. You want to tell that story, Kenny? What is going on in Russia? Because the world of lesbianism hasn't been in focus. Mr. Putin must have something against women who like other women.
In Russia, you are no longer allowed to speak about any sort of gay issues anywhere in public where there could be children present.
Uh-huh.
If you are a resident of Russia, you could go to jail or, I guess, to Siberia. If you are a visitor, they will deport you, throw you out of the country.
Really? For discussing lesbianism or the gay lifestyle? That's interesting.
Yes, just okay. For talking about it.
So I'm guessing most people who get upset about those who don't want to talk about it have a problem with it themselves. I've always thought that. Isn't that interesting? Looking at Putin and little guys like that, I've said this a number of times, they really do suffer from a number of different things. Napoleonic complex, which goes back even deeper than that. Men who are concerned about their sexuality like to be big and tough. And that's Putin. I'm betting that Putin is a closet gay, closet homosexual. What do you bet?
Oh, yeah, I can totally see that. Sure.
Yeah, right. So that's what leads to these sorts of things. And I'm not being facetious. That is. That's what leads to these sort of prohibitions or people's discomfort with men who like other men or women who like other women. What man doesn't like? No, I guess I won't go there. Okay. So let's get to the op-ed piece, because that's probably more, although more people might be interested in the conversation about what we were just discussing. So the op-ed piece he wrote this week, and then comparing that to what he wrote in 1999, here's Newt Gingrich thinking out loud. I'll quote him, in fact. "We should laugh at him when he tries to lecture America about exceptionalism, because he ain't exceptional. He's just one more in a long tradition of dictators and thugs. And now he's a homosexual, too." Let's get that started. You want to post
he's
that
got
on
it
Facebook?
All.
Yeah, right. Let's post that on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. By the way, what is going on in terms of the ongoing discussion? Is Putin his focus on Syria, is that still what's most being written about by people who want to comment?
Yes, it's all over the place. Lewis says, "Guess Putin couldn't get that op-ed published in Russia because of censorship."
There you go.
On the other hand, Mike says, "I think Putin is a hypocrite, but it doesn't make what he said wrong."
Mm-hmm. That's something that I would tend to lean toward a little bit, actually. What else?
And Nancy says, "Tsar Napoleon Putin's playbook comes directly from Stalin's Encyclopedia of Insanity."
Ah! Is that in English or in Arabic?
Available in both.
Okay. 888-302-3684 for the talk radio countdown. Oh, talk radio countdown. Good for you, Doug. I do a talk radio review, a countdown show every weekend as well. It's on many of these same stations. 3 hours of reviewing what the hot hits are in News Talk Radio. And some of the things we hear here are an outgrowth of those conversations, or the other way around, because there are a lot of, there are about 1,000 stations around the country that are pursuing conversation like this. And when I say that, it's oftentimes information that appears in newspapers, now the things that appear in the new media, things that might appear on television, other radio programs that spur us into conversation, such as the case with Jake Tapper talking to Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey about his reaction to the Putin piece.
Your response to this remarkable op-ed from Vladimir Putin that doesn't seem to be exactly on message with what I thought was being agreed to.
Well, Jake, I got an email with what President Putin had to say, and I have to be honest with you, at dinner, and I almost wanted to vomit. The reality is I worry when someone who came up to the KGB tells us what is in our national interest and what is not. And, it really raises the questions of how serious this Russian proposal is.
And that's what I wonder is that with this as a scene setter, I mean, it's not quite the message, the subtle message that Anthony Weiner gave to the members of the press on his last limo ride away from, but it's pretty close, taking issue with American exceptionalism, saying it was the rebels, when he's already saying that he's going to help take CW away from the Assad regime, it's kind of in your face.
Well, it's very much in your face. And, you know, when I see Putin's other comment that suggests, well, you can't expect a country to unilaterally disarm, we're not talking about unilateral disarming. We're talking about chemical weapons. So if he believes that in the arsenal that Syria or any country should have is chemical weapons that they can use, my God, that's a real problem. That's not unilateral disarmament by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, Senator Bob Menendez here, commenting on the Putin piece. I like saying that, the Putin piece. I want to call him the puker. The puker Putin. The puker Putin's piece. How's that? 888-302-3684. Comment with email to Doug@DougStephan.com if you'd like, or Ken@DougStephan.com on the Good Day program. It's Friday the 13th, by the way. For those of you who are trichodexaphobics, or however you say it, isn't it trichodexaphobia? You're afraid of the number. Triskaidekaphobia. All right, thank you for that. It's 14 after. This is Good Day.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 94 Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
888-302-3684. You're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program as we follow the stories of the U.S. and Russia still at odds as those Syrian talks continue. Secretary of State Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov searching for an agreement on the nuts and bolts that go into a Russian proposal for securing Syria's chemical weapons stocks. Isn't it interesting? Nobody from Syria is involved in this, just the Russians and the Americans. Interesting thing on the stage of world activity and world opinion. Here's radio host Dave Ross reviewing what Vladimir Putin had to say as we go back to the New York Times op-ed piece.
Insiders are telling CBS News that the message and the tone of the Putin opinion piece has shocked the White House.
Secretary of State John Kerry flew to Geneva to begin negotiations with Russia about dismantling Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles. Putin's essay appeared to undercut those very negotiations and raise fresh doubts about Moscow's seriousness.
CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett. In his address to the nation, President Obama spoke about American exceptionalism and the willingness of the American people to confront wrongdoing. In his opinion piece in the New York Times, Russia's president took another view.
Putin, a strong man at home known for repressing dissent and intimidating rivals, sounded this contemptuous note about the American virtues Mr. Obama described. It is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional, whatever the motivation. There are big countries and small countries, rich and poor, those with long democratic traditions and those still finding their way to democracy.
Although I have to say, I'm not sure why it surprises the White House when we go around saying we're exceptional and the world can't get along without us, but other nations might say, wait a minute. There was other stuff in Putin's op-ed, too. He said that when a country like the U.S. decides to jump without a U.N. ruling, it's no wonder countries like Iran and North Korea want nuclear weapons because it's the one deterrent that works. He also pointed out that Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan, where the U.S. has intervened, are a mess. So there is some swaggering going on here. But now we'll see if Putin can deliver.
Senior administration officials told us that they thought Putin's essay was about a posturing, and the tone, while mocking, is not what really matters. The White House contends Putin and Russia are now fully invested in the process of dismantling Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles, and if that effort fails, it will be Russia that will lose prestige on the world stage.
All right, so apparently they both decided it was a good constructive talk, however. Both of the men involved, the Russians and the Americans, their proposals back and forth. And the words of the Syrian regime are not enough, says Kerry. In other words, the Russians say, okay, well, they'll give us their word. Kerry says this is not a game. So things are moving rapidly. The Obama administration on one side still trying to build a case for support here for a punitive military strike, getting nowhere with that. 21 after the hour, maybe a little more on Putin and Syria as we move ahead here.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Talk radio countdown. Well, I keep, you know, I've been doing work on the countdown, so that's sort of in my mind. We're into the stories of the week, and certainly at number one, and maybe number two at the top of the list anyway, would be Syria and the continuing dispute, if you will, over how to handle the situation with the focus on the gas. I'm not sure the gas ought to be the focus as much as oil. That's been something that's come out finally this week, that the real deal, the real interest in Syria has nothing to do with the gas. It has to do with the oil. It's not the same connection at all. Anyway, here is, as we put the pieces together, Talk Show's Jackie Page with Senator Carl Levin about why Levin supports the president on the Syrian side.
Could you explain a little bit why you're supporting the president and his initiatives?
I think there has to be a response to the use of this weapon of mass destruction, because if we don't respond to its use, it is going to spread, threaten us, because the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and then getting into the hands of terrorists, if we don't act against countries that use them, is probably the greatest threat we face. In other words, the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction that can get into terrorist hands, if there is no response, is probably the number one threat to the United States. And so you've got to respond. And it's important, I believe, that when you do respond, hopefully there will be a negotiated removal of these weapons from Syria. But the only way there will be, and the only reason that Russia made its proposal, was because of the prospect of a military action being taken against that chemical capability in Syria. It was that threat that was then supported by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that moved this needle towards a diplomatic solution.
Now, as chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, I'm sure that you see a lot of classified information, obviously, that most Americans can't see. Should we really be trusting the video images that we saw and the information that John Kerry spoke about when he made his announcement? I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, because so many Americans are skeptical about this right now.
I think Americans are understandably skeptical because of what happened in Iraq, when the intelligence was wrong, particularly when the intelligence, frankly, was misused to claim that there was a relationship between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, the people who attacked us. So there's understandable skepticism, but there's been an unclassified report here, which the public can read. There's no doubt that chemical weapons were used. Nobody doubts that. By the way, Syria has never acknowledged they had chemical weapons. Now all of a sudden they say, okay, they'll get rid of them.
Yeah, as early.
At any rate, putting that aside, there's no doubt that chemicals were used here. And frankly, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind, having read the intelligence and using common sense, that the government, which was the only one that had the capable of delivering chemical weapons through the means that they did, where the chemical weapons were fired from the positions, the part of Damascus that was under the control of the government, into areas which were under the control of the opposition. There is absolutely no reason on earth, it seems to me, that anyone other than the Syrian government can be held accountable here. And when Putin, in his article in the New York Times, suggested that the opposition forces, there's every reason to believe it was opposition forces that used the chemicals, there is utterly no evidence of that, and there's huge amount of evidence, including the intercepts of the commanders, the Syrian commanders, which show that the government used the chemical weapons.
Even though Assad did.
There's no evidence to prove that anyone, or to indicate that anyone else did use it.
What do you think? 888-302-3684. Your calls on Syria and where we are at this point in the week. Up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Friday.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Happiness researcher Sean Acor is author of the international bestseller, The Happiness Advantage. His new book, Before Happiness, offers five simple strategies for unleashing your genius for happiness.
It turns out that most people follow a cultural myth. That myth is that you can't change. But what this research coming out of neuroscience and positive psychology that I've culled into my new book, Before Happiness, shows that we can actually change our brain at any point within our lives. Happiness is enjoyable in and of itself, but what we found is when the human brain is positive, when we did these tests worldwide, every single business and educational outcome we could test for improved. We found that a positive brain reaps a unique advantage over a brain at negative, neutral, or even stress. You have 31% higher levels of productivity when your brain is positive. When you provide social support to other people, you're 40% more likely to receive a promotion over the next two-year period of time. The human brain is designed to actually work better, not at negative, neutral, or stress, but at positive. The key to this is being able to recognize that we can literally train our brain to have higher levels of optimism and happiness than even our genes and our environment are setting for us. Regardless of the childhood you've experienced, the genes you have, what's going on in the market, our perception of those events changes the way that our brain scans the world for new opportunities and is able to overcome the obstacles we see in our present moment.
Sean Acor, author of Before Happiness, a five-step guide to greater success, happiness, and positive change. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Stories of the day, what's in the news, and what do all of these things going on in Syria, in Russia, in America, around the world, what do they have to do with you? Where are you in all of this? I want to give you a hearing now. The International Human Rights Group accusing Syrian government forces and pro-regime militias of summary executions that have left at least 248 people dead in two predominantly Sunni Muslim towns along the Mediterranean coast. Sunni Muslims dominate the armed revolt against President Assad, who hails from the country's Shiite area. So the Sunnis and the Shiites are at it again here as they were in Iraq. And we're involved in this kind of stuff. You know how little input or even use they have for us other than what we can do to help further their own sectarian craziness. 888-302-3684, just another reason not to be involved from my point of view. Let's get Les's point of view. He's calling in to Good Day from Maine.
I think that we don't need to bomb in Syria. I think that every time we try to help the Muslim community, they stab us in the back. They attacked the Christians in Egypt. They attacked us in Benghazi. I just don't think we need to trust the Muslims anymore in the Middle East. We have to stick by Israel, and Putin might be a little bit right this time. Putin, ever since Beslan, doesn't trust the Muslim community. They killed a lot of kids in Beslan. The trouble with the Muslim community is they're too violent, and they don't tolerate anybody else. They don't tolerate Christians, even in Syria.
888-302-3684. No, I would say tolerance is not not something that I would attach to many of these folks from this region. Greg is in Louisiana, says many on the right were all for military action until the president said that we ought to do it, and because he's for it, they're against it.
It seems to me like we have enjoyed the liberty of freedom for so long that a lot of Americans, us Americans, have blinders on, that we really can't see what's really going on. And it's kind of irritating to me because before President Obama decided to have any kind of action done, everybody was saying he should do something, he should do something. Now that he's doing something, the same people saying he shouldn't do something. You know, and it's been the same way for the whole time this man has been president.
Sort of damned if you do and damned if you don't. You know what we mean? 888-302 Doug, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter is a Twitter with discussions of Mr. Putin. As a matter of fact, let's listen to an excerpt of a program that Ken Kessler monitored, hosted by Charlie Sykes, where he talks to one of his callers about Putin. That would be cut 139, Evan.
I thought among the extraordinary things about this thoroughly obnoxious editorial by Vladimir Putin was the fact that he decided to take a shot at President Obama's comment about American exceptionalism. Said, I would disagree with the case that he made on American exceptionalism, saying the United States' policy is what makes America different, it's what makes us exceptional. And then Putin goes on to say, it is extremely dangerous to encourage people to see themselves as exceptional, whatever their motivation. Now, you have to kind of think like Vladimir Putin. Why would he single out that line from Obama's speech? He doesn't single out any other line from the Obama speech to write about in the New York Times. Pierre from New Berlin, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, basically American exceptionalism is capitalism and our free market system.
Yeah.
And that's the system that beat his communist system, so he took a shot at it.
Okay, that's sort of the obvious thing that he I mean, obviously the Russians don't want to celebrate American exceptionalism, but why would he bother?
To try to get the world to look at it in a negative way. That his way is better.
Maybe I'm being more Machiavellian. Because I have this picture of Putin and his buddies just rolling around, just laughing their you-know-what's off in the Kremlin about this whole thing. And they're thinking, how do we rub his nose in it? How do we stick it to him? How do we embarrass the president more? How do we do this whole thing where now suddenly Russia is the voice of peace? Russia is the voice of international relations. Russia is, you know, because like 5 minutes ago, it was the United States, and they were the rogue nation. And now he is preening himself is that we are Russia. We are back. We are the superpower. In fact, we're now driving this policy, not the United States. I mean, you have to understand that's the whole point of this editorial, that it is now Russia that is the voice of reason, Russia which is, you know, backing us away from war. And then, of course, there's the gratuitous kind of mocking of the United States. You know, people are thinking that that's all you do. They don't think of you as democracy. They think of you as, you know, having these wars. And plus, all of your wars basically suck.
And they do. 888-302-3684. Lots of headlines around Syria, the U.S., Russia, the things in the negotiation arsenal. Secretary of State Kerry's insistence that Syria quickly disclose data about its chemical arsenal and that Russia show its seriousness about securing those weapons. Your calls continue now with listener Gene in Mount Vernon, Ohio.
I think we ought to listen to Mr. Putin. I think we ought to give him the benefit of the doubt. I do not think he wants a regional war there. And I'd just like to point out that we have never liked any president of Russia. That includes Gorbachev, Yeltsin, anyone. We are primarily the world's aggressors. I think Barack Obama should do what the Democrats want, and that is stay out of war.
Stay out of war. There's somebody pretty critical of the United States. More and more people are feeling sort of stretched to the old expression, my country, right or wrong, because they see all of these dead ends for involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. So is this another dead end? 888-302-3684. Freddie is calling a Good Day program in New York State.
President is a genius. For a little bit of saber rattling, he's going to get what we need from the Syrians without firing a shot. And I hear a lot of people always saying about America can't be the policeman of the world. Who in this world would want to live in a modern city without a policeman in the city? So somebody has to do that job. And also occasionally I hear people say, well, these Sunnis and Shiites have been fighting for thousands of years, but people fought in Europe for thousands of years. We went to several world wars there, 100 years war, war to Rome, so many wars in Europe, but we went there to help them. So I don't see why we can't help the people in the Mideast also.
No, the gentleman makes a good argument. And that is a good argument. There is a good argument to doing the things that the president has asked. But we know that what he has suggested isn't really what's on his mind, and it's not on the mind of most Americans. The situation in Syria is our discussion focus. A couple of more calls on this, and then we'll move on to some other items that are part of the lexicon of conversation as we wrap up the week here on the Good Day program. 888-302-3684. Robert, listening in California, shocked about Vladimir Putin.
The Putin editorial, I'm kind of upset to find that I agree with most of it, because he is saying what our president should be saying, and he's actually made a fool out of our president, and I'm embarrassed by this. When he says, you know, negotiation versus obviously the little pinprick attack that Obama was going to use. And I don't agree with the exceptionalism in part, because we are an exceptional nation. But obviously Putin didn't write this, because it sounds very un-Putin-like. Knowing, you know, that he's an ex-KGB guy, but he's made a fool out of our president, and I'm just really upset about this.
Oh, I can tell, Robert. It's horrible. Kenny, he's upset.
Oh, no.
All right, let's wrap this up. The lady calling from New York is named Carol.
We are on a global chessboard. We have to pay attention, and the media is the message. Open it up, PBS, everywhere else, and have open discussion on all of this. Putin is in a back corner, and we are winning in this chessboard game. Back Obama, back Kerry, back Hillary Clinton, do it all. I'm 79 years old, I went through World War II, and I understand it. This is the pivotal moment. And take charge. Our U.S. Congress is failing us. The U.N. is failing us. But Kerry is not failing us. Obama is not failing us.
All right. So that's it. We've had enough of that this week. I don't know if we've had enough of Benghazi or not, but I think we ought to visit some of the discussion that's taken place in the last couple of days, because September 11th was the first anniversary of all that hoopla. So we'll get to that up next here on Doug's Good Day.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday Sale this Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Football is back for
tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you're being audited, have years of unfiled tax returns, or you're being issued a wage garnishment or bank levy, listen carefully. The IRS has released new programs where you may now qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. Authority Tax Services expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. Call 800-962-3911. 800-962-3911.
Call 888-302-3684 to participate in our discussion. What's going on with our friends in Al-Qaeda? You'll be happy to know that Ayman al-Zawahiri, if that's how you pronounce his name, who supposedly is the leader of Al-Qaeda, has urged small-scale attacks to be used by the members of his group inside the United States to, quote, bleed America economically. He hopes eventually to see more significant strikes. For now, let's just throw a few bombs here and there if we can. 888-302-3684. This on the heels of the first anniversary of what happened in Benghazi. Here's host Dom Giordano talking to a reporter who has been covering the Benghazi attack.
What was the first inkling? Now, this is on your beat, etc. You covered it. But what was the first inkling of this that jumped out at you that this was an issue that really needed to be explored?
The lack of answers on a timeline. Right. Initially, I came in, I think it was maybe a week or two after the attack. CBS asked me to work my contacts and see what I could find out. And I couldn't get basic answers to very simple known questions, such as when did the attack begin, when was the attack over. At the time, the government had implied, if not stated outright, there was a single attack that went on a fairly short period of time. And when I kept saying, well, what time was it over, we were thinking maybe midnight or something like that at the time. We now know it went on for a good 8 hours, and that there were two waves of attacks, but none of that was known in the beginning, and the lack of answers and the fact that they wouldn't even, you know, give me answers to simple questions told me initially there was probably something up.
What is the single biggest remaining question in your view?
Number one, I guess I have two. Who changed the talking points, or basically who came up with the strategy to use the YouTube video as a reason or the alleged, you know, fault, the reason that the attack happened, when we now know that nobody believed that was the case, you know, in the early hours they knew from the start. So there was, in my view, a decision to make that a storyline in the early days. We still don't know what meeting or how that came about. That's to me the biggest question. Is that, in your mind, the biggest question?
No, my biggest question is the American military. We've had Donna Rumsfeld and others on, Cheryl. That is a big question, too. That's an ongoing question. But over that period of time, that no order was to ride to the rescue by some force in some way, shape, or form, that to me is just unforgivable and unfathomable that we've never done that before.
So I would say that's the second big outstanding unanswered question in my mind as well. And that, you know, it still doesn't make sense. If you take at face value the idea that there was nothing, there were no assets in one of the most difficult hotspots in the world, on 9/11 near North Africa, there was not a single plane that could fly over there. If that's true, and my sources say it's not, but even if that's true, is that not a scandal of itself?
Lots of questions remain about Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
It's unanimous. People listening to the Good Day program think we ought to move on. So let's do that. There's a movie coming out this weekend you may want to check out. Jane Mansfield's Car. Robert Duvall's in it. Robert Patrick, Kevin Bacon, Billy Bob Thornton, who also directed the film, the story about Jane Mansfield, who is Mariska Hargitay's mother, and what happened in her final days. It's actually a pretty interesting biography. 888-302-3684. Speaking of things that are interesting, this past week saw the demise of Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer, and we monitor a couple of programs now that focus on that, starting with Terrell Brown with his actual report.
Anthony Weiner and former New York Governor Elliot Spitzer were looking for a political comeback after sex scandals. Spitzer lost his race for the Democratic nomination for comptroller, and Weiner garnered only about 5% of the vote.
There's no doubt about it. We had the best ideas. Sadly, I was an imperfect messenger.
In the end, Anthony Weiner was the first one to call it a night, finishing New York's Democratic mayoral primary in fifth place. But his concession sounded more like a victory speech.
We did 125 new ideas every single day.
Weiner looked more like a winner back in May when he jumped into the race, leading the polls among Democrats. But his campaign took a nosedive when he admitted sending lewd messages to women long after he resigned from Congress for the same offense.
I have said that other texts and photos were likely to come out, and today they have.
The scandal dominated front pages, and Weiner's online alias became the butt of late-night jokes.
It's Carlos Danger.
All right, that was fun. Now, let's speaking of fun, these guys are always good when it comes to assessing what's going on. John and Ken talk about the Weiner concession speech on their program.
The Weiner got, what was it, 4.9%?
Yeah, he didn't even crack 5%.
No, we were joking about 6%.
95%+ of New York voters rejected him. There weren't that many people who voted. Politics isn't so hot in New York either. Everybody was mocking Los Angeles for having such a low turnout.
Is that right?
But New York
is... Do you know what percentage of Democrat voters, registered voters, turned out?
Well, there's 7 million people in the city, and there's about 500,000 voters.
Oh, that came out yesterday.
For both, because it was a Republican primary.
Oh,
too.
The Republican primary got 50,000
yeah,
voters.
Yeah, there's very few Republicans.
50,000.
It's amazing that Bloomberg was the mayor for that, and Giuliani, because yeah. They're kind of Republicans.
Yeah, because people don't really trust the Democrats in New York to run the city. They don't. When it comes to the executive jobs, even all the ultra-liberals in New York don't want one of those wieners running things.
Well, here is a minute and 20 seconds of Anthony Weiner giving it up.
I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, there's no doubt about it. We had the best ideas. Sadly, I was an imperfect messenger.
The three people there?
And you know what? When I would travel around, when sometimes things got a little dicey on the campaign, and I'd go to a subway stop, or I'd go to a concert or a church service, sometimes people would come up to me and they'd wrap their arms around me, or they'd pull me close to whisper in my ear, they'd take my hand, and they'd say, don't quit.
And I groped them.
Well, there was never any quit in this campaign.
Yeah, there might be 10 people.
But at the end of the day, something binds us together. It binds us together that all of us, wherever we came from.
It's like he's 16 years old.
He's trying to leave a city.
He's breaking up.
A little bit better than the one we found.
Oh,
all these cheap lines that everybody uses. Man, you're such a dope.
Larry Flynn was there.
And we might have come up a little short in this campaign.
A little short?
But we are all unified in that fight.
A little short, 5%.
And if we keep fighting, and I hope you will.
You're missing about 4 inches there.
If you keep fighting, I'm going to keep fighting. Because we're going to keep New York the capital of the middle class for years.
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep fighting. Really, I am.
From
I
where?
Repeat the question, what is wrong with you?
I think it was good, Shannon, that they were in a pub because people could have played a drinking game with this concession speech because I think he mentioned the middle class like 10 times.
Fighting for the middle class.
God, I would have paid money to be there.
I mean, it would have been easy. Just get the shots lined up on the bar.
We should have gone. That would have been a fun trip.
So, yeah, because Sydney Leather showed up, but they wouldn't let her in. She was stalking him all day, showed up at his campaign headquarters, and then showed up at the after party at the bar, but they wouldn't let her in.
I honestly feel like he's holed up in his home office, wearing nothing, with his laptop and his cell phone.
All right. That's quite enough of that. But anyway, it's a wiener. Do you think he'll be put to rest, or he'll do it? No, he'll be around. He'll guarantee you he'll come back again to run for something else. What do you bet? One of the less interesting or more interesting characters, depending on your point of view here. It's a good day program. My name is Doug Steffen. His name is Ken Kessler. Your name is Hero.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.